inside room 200-A of Laconia City Hall, right above where the mayor sits during council meetings, there's a frame.
It's the city flag right there on the wall.
Bree Henderson has spent the past year thinking about this flag. The background of it is broken into four triangles. The top triangle is green, the lower triangle blue.
And either side in white.
In the middle, something that looks a lot like roadkill. It's the rough outline of nearby Lake Winnipesaukee, though it's been turned on its side.
The seal of the city over top of it, with the words Lake Winnipesaukee straddling the seal.
And then the words Laconia, New Hampshire spelled out at the bottom. Compared to the Stars and Stripes or Canada's elegant maple leaf, this is a busy flag.
Complex.
Do you think it's very good?
I think if it were better, it would be used more.
Bree Henderson wants a new flag for her adopted hometown. She's 28 years old, has short hair, owns an old-timey barbershop on Main Street. She got the idea for the project from a TED Talk given by Roman Mars, who also hosts a popular podcast on design called 99% Invisible.
But a great city flag is something that represents a city to its people and its people to the world at large. And when that flag is a beautiful thing, that connection is a beautiful thing.
Mars challenged people to take a hard look at their city flag and call out the ones that don't inspire any connection. He also laid out five simple rules for what makes a good city flag, rules that were borrowed from a book on the subject called Good Flag, Bad Flag. Ted Kaye is the author. Here's rule number one.
Keep it simple. A flag should be so simple that a child can draw it from memory.
Kaye's rule number two.
Use meaningful symbolism. The flag's images, its colors, and its patterns should relate to what it symbolizes.
Rule number three. Use just a few basic colors. Flag rule number four, no words or seals because they can't easily be read from a distance. And number five, Kay says be distinctive. A good flag captures the place, its people, and its history.
It also creates a central rallying point for civic pride. It helps link together people in the community saying, this is us, here we are under our flag.
Ted Kaye says ever since that Roman Mars TED Talk, cities across the country have redesigned and simplified their flags. That includes Manchester, which is planning a public redesign competition next year. Laconia also agreed to a competition. This summer, the city council even put up $1,000 in prize money to attract more applicants. And it worked. The city received more than 100 flag designs, many of which adhered to the good flag, bad flag ground rules. They're simpler, sharper than what the city has now. So the committee narrowed it down to six semifinalists, which were then presented this week to city council, which promptly shot the whole thing down.
Why are we changing it? What is so wrong with our present flag?
Brenda Baer represents Laconia Ward 4. She voted against selecting a new design.
There wasn't one submission that had anything or said anything about Laconia whatsoever. There was no relationship in any of them to the city.
Baer says she doesn't buy the idea that Laconia would somehow suddenly rally together under a new flag. Some irony here is that the old flag, the current flag, was designed through a competition. A high school kid in 1965 drew it up. The city adopted it and then forgot about it. Bree Henderson says she's not done fighting for a new one.
If I compared the city flag to a city employee who hadn't done their job in 50 years, don't you think it might be time to replace them?
If you want, you can check out images of the current Laconia flag and the six semifinalists at nhpr.org, where you can also cast a vote for your favorite. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.